We're at the end of Siman Tofres Tzadi. We're in Sif Yud Ches, and that's what we'll be doing today. Megillah B'Yudalid Uvetesvav Tzorich Lachzor Acher Asara. The Megillah on Yudalid, for those who keep Yudalid, and for Tesvav, for the walled cities, you're supposed to go and look for 10 people, meaning you're supposed to have a minion when it's laned. And if you don't have a minion, you could even lane it the yachid. Now, what's that about? The halach is like this. We have a sugi in the Gemara with regard to whether or not the Megillah can be read by yachid, or it has to be read by asara dafka. The Gemara comes out that shalo bezmana, if it's not in its right time, for example, in the case of a Purim Meshulish, for cities that keep Tezvav, and Tezvav falls on Shabbos, so the Megillah there is lained on an Erev Shabbos, that Bapashtis is called Shalom Bezmana. It's not in time. It's not in its regular time. Similarly, we'll see people who leave early, and they're allowed to lay the Megillah earlier as a result of it. So there it's also Shalom Bezmana. Shalom Bezmana, Rav's Shita in the Gemara is that it's Ba'asora Dafka, that you need 10 people, and if you don't have 10, then you cannot lane. There's a machlokus there in the Gemara, but that's all shalom bizmana. Bizmana, when you're laning it on Yudalid for Bnei Yudalid and Tezvav for Bnei Tezvav, there we hold that it's not ma'akev, it doesn't have to be basara. Nevertheless, the Mechaber is telling us that lechatchila should be basara. I would have said that since this is the normal Zman Kriya and everybody's laning it, that's enough of a persume nisa. Who needs a minion? Kamash Malon, that you should still have it both for Pursume Nisa as well as for Barav Amhadnas Melech. In the case of a place that's really laning Shalo Bizmana, so there the Mishtabura's Maskana is that they should lane without a bracha. In a place that Shalo Bizmana, where Shalo Bizmana, if you don't have a minion, you should lane without a bracha, and we'll see that again later. Now, in with regard to that halacha, there's actually a machlokas Rishonim, the Sharetzin brings down. The Rif, the Rashba, and the Ramban hold that Rav, whom we paskin like, holds that it's li'ikuva, that you cannot lane Shalom Bezmana without a minion. Whereas Rashi and the Balamar say that he's only talking about lechatchila, and lahalacha we hold that if there's no choice, you lane, but without a bracha. Bezmana, if it's in its right time, then although it's not nobody holds that it's li'ikuva, nevertheless, lechatchila, you should see to it that there is a minion, that there are 10 people there. Not only that, but the Mishtabura says, aside from the ikur mitzvah of persume nisa, which requires a minion, there's also the inyan of barav amhadras melech, of going to the biggest place. It is a mitzvah to go to the shul that has the most amount of people. Actually, the case he's talking about is not switching shuls. What he's really talking about is a person who has a minion in his house, and he can go to the shul, he should go to shul. Not only that, but if he has a large minion in his house, he should go to shul. Not only that, but if he can even hear the shul's laning from his house, and he has a minion there too, he should still go to shul. Because of Barav Amhadras Melech, you should actually be in the room with all of the people at the time of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Mishtabura brings those who disagree, and his maskana is that their disagreement is only with regard to the din of Persume Nisa, but that everyone agrees that there's an inyan of Barav Amhadras Melech. Says the Ramah further, V'yesh lihistapek im noshim mitztarfos la'asara. There's a suffix, if noshim are mitztarf la'asara. This halacha of asara, which is Persume Nisa, is not the normal halacha of a minyan. The halacha here of asara is so that it should be a tzibur, so that it's the nes is mefursim. So yesh lihistapek, that maybe women are part of that also, says the Mishnah Berura, that's only with regard to women, but with children he never said that. Meaning that a tzibur means adults. V'imkara also b'tzibur, ve'eze yachid lo shama, yuchal likros afil lechatchila b'yachid, hol v'kon osa b'osir b'asara. Says the Ramah, if it was already read b'tzibur, now even a yachid can lane at lechatchila, because it's called that in that city they already laned it b'asara. That would mean that once there was the big minion that laned it, you don't have to bother going to shul. Or it would also mean that in a case of shalom bezmana, if you don't have a minion but the city already laned it, then you can lane it biyachid also. Now lamaisa, the pashtus is that this Ramah is only talking about the halacha of persume nisa. The Ramah is not going to help you for the din of baravam. If you still have the option of going to shul, The pashtus would be that you still have to go to shul. But even more than that, even with regard to the dinner for Sumei Nisa, the Mishtabur brings down that this halacha is not pashit. There are those who argue on it, and you really should not be somach on it. Further, uvekisha yachid kora also bismana tzarech levarach aleha. When a yachid lanes it bismana, he makes a bracha. The bracha was not only mutukin for the tzibur, but also for the yachid. We are referring to the brachas before the Megillah. That is said even by a yachid. Now, the Mishtabura says this is all bismana. Shalo bismana, for example, in a case of a tezvav shachalias b'shabes, and say in a city that is walled, you have somebody, a yachid, who now is laying it on Erev Shabbos, together with the whole city, but he's a yachid, he's not in shul. So there, the Mishtabura's maskana is that he should not make a bracha on it. Shalo ba'asara, you could not make a bracha. There are different dais of whether or not it's really called shalo bizmana, but the Mishtabura seems to follow that on Tezvav Shechalias b'Shabbos, when it is laying on Friday, in such a place, a yachid cannot make a bracha on the kriya.